Hello, it's Angel. For this pillow talk, I want to talk about failure, which is not a very positive thing, but I want to make it positive for you. When we fail, when we let ourselves down, when we let the other people, you know, when we think we let the other people around us down, it's just such a bad feeling. And so I was looking online and I found this article on Psychology Today, and it was by an anthropologist. And so of course I jumped right on it because I love this anthropology. It just fascinates me. I took some classes in college. I did really, really well. I just couldn't get enough of it. I think I actually saved one of my anthropology books. I didn't even sell it back. But anyways, I just like the study of different cultures. I love learning about different people and the way different people live and love and support each other. And it's just, there's just so much you can learn, you know, and so much you can better yourself from experiencing all these different cultures and different ways of life. Anyways, so he's a anthropologist at Augustin Funtes. I'm gonna go with that. That's probably not how you pronounce his name at all. But anyways, the article is called Failure is Good. And he says, you know, human history is characterized by more failures than successes. And this is a good thing. And you think about all the things like learning while we grow up and just through our life, how many times we have to do something before we've stopped failing and gotten it right. As a musician, practice is so much of your life. And I remember hearing a professor talk once about how he's like, it's not... when you practice something and when you finally get it right, when you finally get it perfect, it's not about getting it perfect once, it's practicing it perfect over and over again. And as a musician, that's not always an easy thing to do. That's a lot of time because you're always making mistakes when you're learning new pieces. And even little things, like you think about when you're learning to walk, think about how many times you fell. I think I read once how many times a little kid falls before they actually walk for the first time. I mean, we are programmed to handle so much failure. So it's kind of incredible. Anyways, he then in this article cites, I promise this will get a little more interesting in a second. This is really fascinating to me. He cites this article from National Geographic saying, without the sting of failure to spur us to reassess and rethink, progress would be impossible. Hope, dreams, and an active imagination, despite serious challenges, is part of why our species has done so well. Because that hope is just, I mean, that's what drives us, or at least it drives me. I shouldn't talk in general, but, and oh my gosh, if you know me, you know I have an incredibly active imagination. Failing at something acts as a I have it highlighted, so it's kind of messed with the print. Failing at something acts to demonstrate limitations, to force us to rethink or reevaluate how we do things, and to learn how to do them better. And then, unfortunately, all too often in our society, trying and failing is seen as a flaw, as a failure of our character, and this is a problem. And it is, because failing doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't rob you of anything. Like, it's just, you failed. You didn't get it right this time. Whatever that may be. We all have them. We all, there's millions of times I've failed. And I fail all the time. In music, I have bombed performances, of course. I've made audios that weren't really that great, and I would consider that a failure. I let you guys down. I've had several failed relationships, friendships, romantic. I've let others down. Something about me, though, because I grew up as a performer, I mean, I've been performing since I was 4 years old, and you get criticized and you get used to feedback and you get used to those things. And I think that has always kind of kept me from not being too afraid to fail. Like, I'm not afraid to fail. I don't want to fail. Certainly no, but I'm just kind of one of those people that, why not? I mean, it's okay to fail. Everybody does it. You're not alone. I mean, just because you let yourself down or something didn't go the way you wanted it to go. I know when relationships end that we feel like we just did something wrong. Like, we just really let the other person down. What could we have done that would have saved it? Or how, what was something in the past that we could have changed? Or what should we have looked for? You know, there's so many things that run through your mind. And, you know, at the end of that long thought process, you get to this point where you really just feel like you're a failure, especially if you've had a couple, you know, not successful dates or not successful relationships or friendships. You just feel like, well, I suck at this. I'm just not, I'm a failure at having connections with other people. Everybody feels like that at some point. I mean, it may be a different severity, but we all have that vulnerability. And it's okay. You're not alone. It doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't define you. It just means that those connections weren't the right connections for you. The thing that in this article that really spoke to me, and why I shared it, is the line, hope, dreams, and an active imagination, despite serious challenges, is part of why our species has done so well. People are afraid to get their hopes up. I don't know if you've noticed this. I do it all the time. When I get really excited about a thought or an opportunity coming my way or something good, you know, you get your hopes up for that second. And I don't know how many of you do this, but I instantly am like, okay, pull it back. Calm yourself down. Let's consider the worst possible thing, the worst possible outcome that can happen, and pretty much just assume that's what's going to happen. Because I have hope and just absolutely believe good things are going to come to all the people around me. I do. I'm so supportive. I want good things to happen to you, and it's going to happen because you're incredible and awesome and fantastic. But when it comes to myself, I'm like, uh-uh, that good stuff's not going to happen for me. And that's terrible. At least my personal thought, I keep saying we, and I shouldn't include you in this because everyone's different. But personally, my thought process to getting my hopes up, if I get my hopes up, if I hope that that really great thing could happen to me, when it doesn't, it's gonna suck. It's gonna hurt. It's gonna be bad. So if I think of all the horrible things that could come from this, all the bad things, all the possible ways I could be let down by this and affected by this, and just really focus on that worst possible thing, then it's going to be easier to when it happens, when something's lets me down, when I fail at getting what I want. And it's so dumb. Why am I driving myself crazy by assuming that bad things gonna happen? Why not hope for the best possible outcome? Why not? It's, if I get let down, I get let down. It's gonna suck. But that leading up to it, at least you're feeling better. Why cloud yourself, myself, because I'm talking about myself and I keep pulling you into this. I'm sorry. why do I do that? Why do I, you know, I should, and I try, I really have been trying to say, yes, this good thing is going to happen to me. And if it doesn't, it doesn't, you know, but why not hope for the best for myself? I'm worth it. You know, I'm a pretty good person. I think I deserve a couple good things flown my way. So why not? It's just, and so I try so hard, to hope for the best. And I'm trying really hard to stop saying, someone pointed that out recently. And I'm sorry. It will try my hardest to stop that though. Anyways, there I go again. So when you fail, or when you think you're going to fail, or when you think that really good thing's just not going to happen to you, just once, just give it a try. You know, I'm here to support you in this. Just one time, like in this week, say this week sometime, there's something that you're like, I'm probably going to fail at that. Think about, you're going to get it. You're going to do it. You know, you're going to see the hottie and talk to him and get that date or that phone number, or you're going to, something great's going to happen to you at work, or, you know, you're going to make a milestone in your workout routine or something, whatever something you think you're like, I'm just going to let myself down on this. Think the opposite and just see how it feels, because that's what I've really been trying to do, is be like, damn it, this is going to be good. Because if it isn't, it isn't. But at least I didn't waste my time fretting over it. I mean, if you get your hopes up, you get your hopes up. As a little kid, I would always get my hopes up, like, you know, for birthdays and Christmas and, you know, what's this, you know, what am I going to get? Am I going to get this, you know, fantastic, whatever. I still had a good time. I still had a great Christmas. I still had a good birthday. It's not, you know, I wasn't let down. But as a little kid, I had no problem getting my hopes up. No problem wishing for that, you know, Barbie dream house or whatever. Yes, I played with Barbies. Believe it or not, my Barbies actually had sex a lot, though, even at a young age. I'm sure that's a shock to a lot of you. Anyways, total tangent there. I hope this was good and uplifting. I don't have like any poem, but I do have a quote I really loved. And when I was searching, I really like this. And it's by Theodore Roosevelt. And it really speaks to me, and hopefully to all of you. I don't know. We'll see. It goes, "It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions? Who spends himself in a worthy cause? Who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails with while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat." That's so great, isn't it? To know that you tried, to know you tried over and over again. Because my biggest fear in life is to be an old lady and know that I didn't try. To know that I didn't try for that perfect person, to try for that perfect job, to ride that terrifying roller coaster, to swim with that scary fish. I mean, there's just, I don't like fish touching me. As much as I love fish, I don't want them to touch me. So, you know, that's a terrifying thought. To live my life not to the fullest. You know, we all have limitations in our life. Everybody. We all do. We all have things where, like, I'm never going to do that. That's never going to happen for me. I can't afford it, or I'm not that type of person, or I'm not in that, I'm, you know, so that's out of my league. I hear a lot of my friends say that. Oh, they're so out of my league. And I'm like, what? What league? We're in leagues? I don't know. I didn't sign up for a league. But just go for it. Just try. Because if you don't try, how do you know? How do you know? Just go for it. And don't be afraid of failure. And if you fail, don't put yourself down. Don't you dare put yourself down. Don't look at all the things you did wrong as some horrible thing. You made mistakes. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you just failed because that's how it happened. You know, who knows? You can do everything right and still fail sometimes at certain things in life. But don't let the fear of failure hold you back from a full, happy life. Wow, I feel like I was a total motivational speaker there. I hope I was. I hope this made you feel good. Because I'm really passionate about, you know, giving it my all. And you guys are so worth it. Every single one of you is so, so worth it. Even if you don't think so. You know, believe me. I know you're like, she doesn't know me. What the hell is she talking about? Every single person is worth happiness. And is worth that fight to try to be happy and have everything they want in life. You are. You just are. Just don't argue with me. You are. It's how it is. It's how it goes. Even if you don't believe me. Even a million people told you you're not worth it. Fuck them. You are. Alright? You're very special. And I love you all. I would give you all a big hug. Big, big hug right now. If you're about to fall asleep, have very sweet dreams. If you just listened to this because you wanted to hear what I had to say, thank you. Mwah. I appreciate it. It means so much to me. Your support is just awesome. And I love hearing from you. So thank you for all your comments on everything. I know some people are like, well, I don't comment underneath. Like, I don't want people to see my comments. So I'm just going to send you an email or send you a private message. That's fine. I don't need a million comments under my stories, under my pillow talks, under my fantasies to feel good about myself. If I know one of you, maybe two of you, enjoyed what I did, that's all I need. That makes me so happy that one person's listening and enjoying themselves. Thank you. I love you all. Mwah.